It's really important each year that we get a strong allocation of funding. This year we've received the fifth highest in the country, so over 2023, €38 million will be provided to Donegal County Council from the government to actually ensure that our roads are maintained, improved and also strengthened. So it's a very strong allocation, and it's one which backs the local authority in a job which they do really, really well compared to many counties in our country, maintaining roads right across our county and putting hard work into making sure that they're kept up to a high standard.
Maintenance and safety works always a very important part of this particular programme. But it's clear from council meetings, and it was also clear from council meetings in your days on the authority as well, that there are always roads coming up that need strengthening works, always roads coming up that need improvement, even over the course of the recent bad weather, for instance, after the snow and ice and freezing conditions for 3 or 4 days, the number of potholes and so on appearing on many, many roads was noticeable. Is there much of an increase in that discretionary maintenance funding? Because there's always a concern that if there isn't, then the council is going to have to take money from elsewhere to do the emergency works, and that leaves it short on ongoing projects.
Yeah, no, there's an increase across the various categories of funding that's been made available as part of the overall €38 million. And it's absolutely right. Every year, new challenges emerge, damage emerges, which has to be repaired. And the County Council has a number of priority roads on their agenda to be able to actually address this year. And also then key alongside the maintenance of the roads and restoration of the roads that need work is actually new projects as well. So obviously we will always, and I will always be fighting for more, as will the council. But what we've got is a very, very strong allocation, the fifth highest in the country, to back the council in doing what will be a very significant amount of work across the county this year. And then we'll continue to work over the course of the year to see and identify other funding streams as well, which can support the council in its work. But I think in terms of the funding allocation, it's going to back the council and ensure that the significant work, necessary work and new work happens across County Donegal during 2023.
Is there an argument for multi-annual funding that removes this big scramble to get money spent at the end of the year in fear that if we don't spend all the money, then the government may take some money back off us and give us less next year because we weren't seen to spend this year what we've been given? And the argument is that it's not necessarily the most efficient way to run a budget, particularly for something as important as road maintenance. Is there an argument for that model to be reassessed and perhaps replaced?
Yes, I think there is. For larger projects in particular, I think the more long-term planning there is, the better. The vast majority of the funding is to actually maintain and improve and do smaller jobs, which make a big difference. So in terms of that, it's on an annual basis, and it tends to be annual recurring funding. It's on an annual basis you seek to maximise the funding that's there and ensure that Donegal gets a really good share of what the national funding is. So most of the funding that comes is of that nature, annual, and will continue to be. But I think for some particular projects, certainly it's something that more long-term funding would be helpful for. But in terms of the €38 million that this accounts for, the vast majority of it, I think, will by its nature continue to be recurrent annual funding.